From Spark and Anvil and Lyric Forge, this is Turn, in Chapter 1 of the Lyric Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Pip met Turn on the meadow's far edge, where the path turned into the woods. Pip had been 15 years old. He had been writing songs competently for years now, rhyme, meter, hook, all working. But he had been frustrated by one specific pattern. His songs were uniform in feeling. If a song was happy, it stayed happy. If it was sad, it stayed sad. He could not find a way to deepen the song's emotional arc without abandoning the original feeling. His songs were, by his own assessment, emotionally flat, even when the surface was correct. He had wandered to the meadow's far edge looking for new ideas. He had sat down at the edge of the woods. He had not been thinking clearly. He had been waiting. Turn had walked out of the woods. Turn, a crow tween in a long traveling coat, had been coming back from somewhere. Pip would later learn that Turn was, even as a tween, the meadow's traveler. He left the meadow regularly. He visited nearby valleys, distant fields, the occasional faraway forest. He came back. He brought back stories and small objects and songs from other places. This was, in the meadow's casual economy, Turn's role. Turn had nodded at Pip. He had said, "You look stuck." Pip, who had heard this same observation from Holler 2 years before, had said, "Yes." Turn had sat down beside him. He had said, "Tell me the problem." Pip had explained, "The songs were emotionally flat. They started in one feeling and stayed there. He did not know how to deepen the feeling." Turn had been quiet for a moment. Then he had said, "Have you tried walking off the path?" Pip had said, "What?" Turn had said, "When I travel, I walk a path from the meadow to somewhere else. But the most interesting parts of my travels, the parts I write songs about when I write, are not the parts on the path. They are the parts where I step off the path into a side valley or a different field or a small unexpected place. I see something I would not have seen on the path. I bring it back. The bringing back is the return. The return is what makes the journey mean something. You start on the path, you step off, you see something new, you come back. The coming back is richer than if you had never stepped off." Pip had said, "That is the bridge." Turn had said, "In a song? Yes, I think so. I do not write many songs, but I think the song bridge does what my off-path walks do. You start in the song's main feeling. The bridge walks the listener off the path into a different feeling. Then the song returns to the chorus with that other feeling carried back. The return is deeper than if you had never bridged." Pip had thought about this for several days. Then he had written a new song. The song had been a happy song about a summer afternoon. The bridge had been a brief, sad reflection about how summer afternoons end. The song had then returned to the chorus, but the chorus, the third time through, had been bittersweet rather than purely happy. The sadness from the bridge had been carried back into the final chorus. The song had been, Pip had realized, much more affecting than his previous flat happy songs. The bridge had deepened the song. Pip had become a committed bridge user from that song forward. Turn taught him the basic move: depart from the main feeling, see a different feeling, return with both. And the common bridge patterns: depart your melody, depart your key, depart your narrator. Pip's songs from age 15 forward have almost without exception included bridges. In Pip's introductory lesson on bridges, he gestures at Turn, who is, as always, wearing his long traveling coat, and says, "This is Turn. He taught me that the song bridge is an off-path walk. You step off the main feeling, you see something different, you return. The song is deeper for the departure." Turn nods. He tips his beak slightly. He says, in his thoughtful crow voice, The bridge walks you off path. Earn the return. When students ask Pip whether bridges are hard to write, Pip says, quoting Turn, "They are not hard. They are departures with return. Start in your main feeling. Step off. See a different feeling. Come back. Carry the other feeling with you. The return is the song."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Turn. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.